Welcome, everybody. It's Tuesday morning. This is Fantasy Baseball Today, your podcast. We've got the live video show at noon Eastern time. Only five games yesterday, so we're going to have a little more fun.
Yeah.
You sound giddy.
I went to sleep super early. Well, I don't know, 9:45.
That's pretty early.
That's pretty early.
Yeah, earlier than me.
I've done that since grade school.
It was awesome. I feel refreshed. We're going to do some Name That Player in a little bit. We have approved the move. I asked you all on Twitter for some moves. We will approve them or disapprove of them. We have emails that I hope to get to. Yeah, we'll get to emails today. Look at the five games from yesterday. And start with this tweet of the day from Nick Murtha at Red Sox 1108. And Nick, if I had seen your Twitter handle, I might not have included you in the show. I'm just now realizing you're a Red Sox guy.
Oh, man.
You snuck one in there.
Sneaky devil.
Who is the guy to pick up saves for the White Sox? Patrichka, Webb, Downs, or Belisario? And I'm going with Patrichka. That's how they said it on the broadcast last night. But I truthfully didn't know. But anyway.
I was going Petrichka.
That's what I would have said.
Jake Patrichka. So, Jake Patrichka. Could pronounce it that way. Maybe.
What?
Jake.
Yeah. Jake Patrichka. We'll just go with that. Sure. Why not?
And all the rules of phonics are out the window by now.
So Lindstrom got hurt yesterday. Oh, you mean Herc? Herc has brought us down to we can just say whatever we want. We pronounce names however we want.
No, I just meant phonics. Remember phonics?
I do.
Yeah.
Herc down phonics.
It's taking you way back to grade school.
So, yeah, Lindstrom got hurt yesterday. We don't know what the deal is. I mean, he might be fine. But if he weren't, who would you guys look at in Chicago?
Nobody, because the guy that I potentially like there is Scott Downs, and he just hasn't been very good. And it's the whole, can we trust a lefty to be a closer for every situation?
So you're not into Webb anymore because you were
talking
about him when Lindstrom was healthy, maybe coming in and getting saved.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, if I have to pick a guy, you're going to make me pick a guy.
Oh, I'm making you.
All right.
This is
Daniel Webb.
I think Webb's a good choice, guys, because he didn't pitch yesterday, but he threw an inning and two-thirds on Saturday and an inning and one-third on Sunday. So you got to figure.
Tired.
Yeah, you got to figure that could be part of it there. And he gave up two runs in an outing last week, but really has pitched pretty well. He has a 2.63 ERA. Ugh, geez, everybody in that bullpen walks people.
Yeah.
17 walks? 19
right.
strikeouts in 24 innings?
That's
Holy
why
crap.
Yeah, I'm just not enthused.
And I wouldn't rule out Patrichka either because he has an ERA below 2. I don't think he's very good because he has the control problems also. But we don't know how serious it is for Lindstrom, and we don't really know who's replacing him, and we don't think who's replacing him is really that good. So this is looking like the Astros bullpen revisited, you know, before they named Qualls their closer.
Well then, what stood out to you guys yesterday, and can we start with Dallas Keuchel, who faced an opponent for the second time this season. This was the second time in which he faced an opponent again, if that makes more sense. Struggled in his first start against the Angels. That was his first start of the year. But yesterday, nearly threw a complete game, he spun 8 2/3 innings of two-run ball.
That's one of my favorite pitcher verbs.
It spun
choice.
With one walk and 8 strikeouts, and he is just crushing it right now. Dallas Keuchel, your thoughts?
My thought is I cursed both you guys because you both had the guts to pick him up when it wasn't too late.
When it wasn't trendy.
Yeah.
I would have been in at least two leagues, hopefully three.
And I saw in, I think it was our Spectacular League, he got you 36 points or something like that.
Yeah. Wow. It's great.
So, I've bought in. I've bought in a little too late.
What kind of strikeouts are you expecting from him? Right now, 55 strikeouts and 61 and two-thirds.
And, that's about 8.5 per nine is what I figure he'll get.
So he's like a stud?
Yeah.
Or is this too good to be true?
There's been such consistency. And, I don't want to rule out the chance that he completely falls apart. And I made the analogy, I think, last week between this stretch and a stretch from Kevin Millwood a couple of years ago. But the big difference is that Keuchel's a young guy still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I buy into the consistency more from him.
I don't want to throw out the stud label so easily, though, because I was just adjusting my rankings last night. He may be in my top 60. Which, everybody in the top 60 is owned at every league, but I don't know. Calling him a stud, I don't think acknowledges the risk enough.
If he had been doing this for like 2 years,
oh yeah,
he'd be a stud.
So would you rather have Zach Wheeler or Dallas Keuchel?
Yeah, Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, Keuchel.
That's crazy. That's crazy to think that. Tim Hudson.
Yeah, I'd rather have Dallas Keuchel.
Can you pull up my rankings?
Not Chassin.
I may contradict my rankings and be okay with it, but
Hudson 49 in Roto, Keuchel 63.
Man.
And in points leagues,
yeah,
pretty similar.
It's so like I feel like that group basically beginning with Loesch and Hudson and going through maybe Josh Beckett. So interchangeable for me. Right now, I'm kind of feeling like Keuchel.
All right, what else? What else from yesterday, fellas?
Well, how about the guy that opposed him? That guy, Garrett Richards, not so good.
Yeah, not so good.
And, I'm not really quite sure what to make of it. It was just a very uncharacteristic start for him.
1K.
1K, five swings and misses. Not very many. Seven fly ball outs. So
and against the Astros.
Against the
1K.
Astros. Yeah, exactly. Astros.
George Springer should have done that three times.
Yeah, so I don't want to over-dramatize it or anything, and I say it's an uncharacteristic start for Richards, but maybe we don't know exactly who Garrett Richards is yet because he's been a very different pitcher so far this year, but this start definitely does not fit who he has been for most of the season so far.
What else? What else?
What else? I think is worth mentioning is Jason Hayward had three hits last night. He's put together a nice little run over his last four or five games. Seems to be getting that batting average up. But what's kind of bad and kind of good about it is one extra base hit in his last 11 games. So he's showing signs of coming around, and we all expected him to eventually, but he hasn't done it in a way that's so apparent to the person who owns him. He hasn't been piling up massive points because the extra base hits haven't been there. So you could potentially buy him low still right when he's on the verge of taking off.
And you still want to do that?
Yeah.
So he does have 8 steals this year. He stole 2 bases yesterday, Jason Hayward. 8 steals in 10 attempts. How many steals did he have last year? 2 in 6 attempts. So that's good. Career high is 21. But, Hayward's hit 3 home runs this year. He's slugging .327. And he has 7 doubles, as you mentioned. No extra base hits yet. So, I don't know. He's got a very interesting career so far.
It is. It's just it's all over the map. Hits for average here. Steals bases there. Power spurt here, but never puts it all together. He's young enough to do it.
Do you still consider him a buy low guy?
Yeah, sure do.
20 home runs, Jason Hayward, yes or no?
He's got
3.
Yeah. Yes.
I will put him just short of that.
20 steals.
Yes.
I'll give him that too.
Yeah.
So I'm calling him a 20-20 guy.
That's pretty good.
And you know what? After all these years that we've known about Jason Hayward, I still want to make him a member of the Moody Blues because half the time I want to call him Justin Hayward.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
That's the singer of the Moody Blues.
Okay. What do they sing?
I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band, Knights in White Satin. You know that one.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
They sing that one.
You do too.
I might.
Once Upon a Time. In Your Wildest Dreams.
Yes,
is that
there
them?
We go. That's
is that
them.
Them?
Okay. I lose the music
Moody
challenge
Blues.
Today. Hey, Corey Kluber struck out 8. He's got 74 strikeouts and 65 and 2/3, and he's filthy. And this year, more consistency. Right now, he's on a very, very good stretch. Do you think he reverts back to the sometimes good, sometimes bad Kluber? Or do you think he's, this is it. He's breaking out. He's start him every week kind of guy.
I'm starting him every week. I mean, the strikeout rate has been incredible over his last 6 starts, 55 Ks and 42 and a third innings. And that, I mean, maybe he'll mix in the occasional 5 or 6 earned run start, but the good starts are too good to risk missing out on.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I was framing it more in a sell high kind of sense.
I don't know. All the pitcher injuries, it's getting harder to find a high-end pitcher for cheap, and he has the potential to be high-end, I think. So, now I think I'd just hold on to him unless you were trading for a more stable starting pitcher.
Brian Shaw pitched the 8th for the Indians, and Cody Allen came in and pitched the 9th, and he blew it. two hits and a run. He gave up a home run to J.D. Martinez. So your thoughts, Al?
Yeah, disappointing because I really wanted Allen to seize this job. Although I had a little bit of reservation because if I'm going to come down on Ernesto Friere for his high fly ball rate and potential give up home runs, Cody Allen's kind of got the same problem. Not just quite the same extreme, but this is the risk.
Well, do you think Axford will get it back?
He's been
pretty good
his last three or four appearances since they took him out of the role.
They want him to.
I think the fact that they haven't settled on Shaw as his replacement and then they're trying out Cody Allen shows they want him to.
Yeah, I feel like it's very similar to the Oakland situation. I feel like Jim Johnson still has a chance there. I feel like the A's did not go and get him
sure.
for him to pitch in the seventh or eighth inning. And, you know, but he's shaky enough that I think that situation could just be crazy all year long. And I feel like the same thing is true in Cleveland. We had our moment of believing in Axford when he finished the season so well last year, and we were all aboard the train. But it's the same old Axford this year. So I feel like he could yo-yo us, you know, get the job back, walk a bunch of guys. Yeah, I feel like it could be a very unstable situation.
Anything else? Or shall we move on?
Let's press on.
Okay.
I looked it out because I thought he was going
to I was going to say, won't you take me to Andrelltown?
Oh.
But I didn't look and see if he was in the notes already.
He's not. I saw the three-hit game, and I saw three singles. I want this guy to hit some damn home runs. What, he had 17 last year?
But he's hit doubles and triples.
All right.
You know what they say about those.
I don't.
Well, they become home runs.
Oh. Okay.
It's not always true, but they were them last year. The power is there, what I'm trying to say. I think he's showing power in some form, and he's already shown he's capable of hitting home runs. So the fact that he is hitting for average and bringing that back up, I find very encouraging. I just wish he would steal some darn bases.
Oh, yeah. I mean, have we pretty much given up on him being a base stealer, Andrelton Simmons?
I wouldn't say given up, but pretty close, pretty discouraged.
Injuries, news, and notes. We told you about Lindstrom. So, CC Sabathia out until at least July with the knee injury. And it seems like Adam Warren could make his way into the rotation at some point for the Yankees if you're in a deep league. Andrew Kashner has elbow soreness and irritation. He will just need rest. That was good news. No structural damage for Jose Abreu and his ankle. That was good news. Jason Mott's going to be activated today. We've been telling you to put him on your radar.
That is great news for Trevor Rosenthal.
Not. David Freese could be back today, and Cole Calhoun could be back tomorrow for the Angels.
You do this every time with Cole Calhoun's name. You mix up the C and the K every single time.
You're right, I do.
You've done it so many times that I forgot to even notice this time.
Jonathan Villar is expected back today, his bruised hand. Alex Cobb expected to come off the DL Thursday. Still no decision on Joey Votto in the DL. Carlos Gonzalez has tendonitis in his knee, and he says it could be affecting his stolen bases.
Yep. So, he only has two so far.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the proof is in the pudding, as they say.
Are we downgrading him?
Not really.
No. Not really.
I mean, I hate to be so negative, but how surprised are you going to be if he ends up on the DL?
Not at all. I baked it into my rankings and projections for him.
Yeah. Okay. Michael Kadire will be activated today. Salvador Perez is going to be out a few days with a thumb injury. X-rays were negative. Blake Treinen will start for Washington in Gio Gonzalez's place. Any interest?
No, not really.
Carlos Gomez returned to the Milwaukee lineup, and it is time to name that player.
Oh, great.
I give you clues. You tell me who I'm talking about. I only have three guys here, and it's not really that funny today, but it is informative nonetheless. Here's our first player. Ready?
Yeah.
No.
I am.
No, it's just because I stick in the game.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm never ready for this game, so just go.
I am hitting 318, and I will say I think you guys are going to get this one.
Oh, okay.
I'm hitting 318 with one home run and 24 RBI. I have two.
I think I know who it is.
I have two stolen bases in three attempts.
Okay, it's not who I might
come on, thought. You can guess.
Well, the stolen base. Let me hear another clue.
I bet we were thinking of the same guy.
I have hit two home runs in my last 65
games.
Okay,
I know who it is. It's Robinson Cano.
It is Robinson Cano. I thought you might get that.
Yeah.
I once won the home run derby. That was another clue. Robinson Cano. great batting average. On base is fine. Slugging 406, I think. Where's the home runs, guys?
I think they're going to come because everything else says he's the same player. And that player has been such a consistent source of home runs over the last few years. You know, if he was striking out a crazy number of times, if he was batting 230, I might be worried that he was declining, but I think he's going to be okay. He's still my top-ranked second baseman.
And I'll agree with Scott, and I find the example of Miguel Cabrera very reassuring because he wasn't doing much power-wise either, and he's Miguel Cabrera again. And you know, we're just talking about Cano, just you know, a couple of extra weeks of slumping. So
we're talking 56 games, 65 games. Two home runs in 65 games.
Yeah, but Miggy was like more than a month, right, before he really started to...
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's only like 30 games. This is 2 months.
All right, so where are we going to... No.
It's longer.
65 games.
Oh, you're going
back to
last year.
I mean, but just look at... And it's kind of a different situation.
But you could actually could say that with
Miguel Cabrera.
Right, because he was hurt.
But just in terms of length, Eric Hosmer, he did all his damage the last 4 months of last season, so...
Oh, I want to buy low on Cano so badly. I don't think anybody would sell him, but if they would, I'm interested.
I know the person in the podcast Rejects League is.
I know.
Tried
he always wants to sell Cano, but then he always wants to give me crap and get Tanaka and Braun.
Yeah, he doesn't want to sell low on Cano.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you shun it. But.
All right, my next player is next. Yeah, obviously. My next player is hitting 248 with one home run. And 10 RBI.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go back to the first person here. I have stolen 2 bases in 5 attempts. My team is in last place. I am giving you an ultimatum about my identity to protect your legacy.
Oh, Michael Bourne.
Yes.
Yes.
Booyah.
Scott wins Name That Player already.
It's a sweep.
I lose Name That Player and the pop culture contest.
Yeah. Michael Bourne sucks at stealing bases. What is going on here? He's just not a base stealer. I don't understand. Yeah. 2 in 5 attempts?
And it was the same way last year. I mean, and that was the extent of his value. It's not like he was even really a good plate discipline guy. You know, in his prime years. So all the hamstring problems, and he has had some this year also, seems like they've caught up to him. And I'm not, you know, I'm not ruling out a bounce back, but I'm certainly not counting on it.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw how much he went for in our podcast categories league this morning. I guess he was dropped. I didn't even notice that. And someone got him 14-team categories league, so you need steals, deep league, 5 outfielders, $23.
Oh. See, I saw him get dropped, and I thought about picking him up, but I didn't want to drop Andre Ethier for him just in the chance Andre Ethier gets traded or Carl Crawford gets hurt or something like that. That's how down I am on Michael Bourne.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on him for anything, including steals.
By the way, the reason I said my next player is because I started saying his name, and then I caught myself. I went, my, and then I went, oh. And then I was like, I got to play this off.
All right, I'm going to be listening close to the beginning here
time. I am batting .233 with 5 home runs and 15 RBI. This is our last Name That Player, by the way. I have stolen 11 bases in 12 attempts. I recently turned 23 years old. Go for it.
Jonathan VR?
You guys are killing it today.
Yeah.
Good job.
Just on the stats, we never do that on the video.
I know. Yeah, I had a feeling these were somewhat... attainable today. VR, number 17 shortstop in points. Number 6 in roto. How about that?
Yeah, that works.
Strikes out so much, I guess.
Yeah.
You think he, you know, he hit 1 home run last year and already 5. So what do you think about VR?
I mean, the stolen bases, I think that this is a pretty reasonable pace for VR. The home runs look a little bit fluky, but I wouldn't put a 15-home-run season past him at all. I think there's an very, very outside chance here of a 2020 season, but with the .233 batting average not changing very much.
In roto, who would you rather have, Alexi Ramirez or Jonathan VR?
I'd rather have Alexi.
In roto? Yeah, I think I'd rather have VR.
Okay.
It sort of depends on what you need, because clearly I trust Alexi Ramirez to have a much better batting average.
All right, let's do some approve the move, and we'll come back to four up, three down, rotation, bullpen. Approve the move from Tyler Wilhite. Drop Masterson, Archer, or Wheeler for Trevor Bauer in a 10-team roto keeper league.
I don't think I can approve the move. You know, if Bauer has his lights out tonight, I might be kicking myself, but particularly the long-term aspect, Archer, Wheeler, I trust them more.
Masterson?
And Masterson, I feel like, you know, he doesn't have as much upside as any of those other three, but he's the best going into this move.
Yeah, even though this is an or statement, yeah, I wouldn't be interested in dropping any of the three for Bauer.
Orlando M., sit Carlos Santana until he hits over 200.
All right, Carlos Santana is the ninth best catcher in head-to-head points leagues this season. And I don't know if this is a points league, but he's the ninth best catcher hitting 150. Just imagine if he does anything with the bat going forward.
Which I'm sure he's going to do.
Yes.
But what is he in Roto? Let me look where he is in Roto. I mean, could you justify sitting him in rotisserie right now? Or categories?
Well, again, because we're talking about Roto League, probably two catchers.
Yeah, when you,
in that format.
When you add that
so
to the equation,
pretty,
probably not.
Pretty unlikely. But I'm actually glad that Orlando is asking this question while you're looking up whatever you're looking
up. He's not even in the top 30.
Get out.
That's insane.
That is insane. Well,
maybe I'm wrong. No,
yeah,
he's
batting
30,
average,
he's 34th.
Wow.
The Roto formula, you know. But the thing is, like, that week he, you know, hits 500 with three home runs might be the week you up and sit him. And in Roto, you really need to try and avoid playing the week to week with players who have his kind of track record and you can trust to have the numbers in the end, because you know, if you get caught up in the streaks, you end up missing out on all the good ones.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Good point. And Santana has been hitting for some power. So it's just the batting average that he's got to take care of. He's walking, as Scott was making reference to. I accepted a trade offer this weekend.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's hear.
Had Jonathan Lucroy offered Santana, would you have taken that?
In what format?
15-team Roto.
Not in Roto. I think I'd rather have Lucroy.
Yeah.
I probably would have taken it. I probably would have taken Santana.
All right. I'll break the tie on my own trade. I took it.
I mean, I don't very, have, I don't
very,
have a problem
very reluctantly.
With it. I don't have a problem. But I feel like you could have gotten more.
I just
more.
Didn't want to change my rankings is what it came
no.
to. No.
Yeah, <what's>
no. No, it was a hard decision.
I thought you loved Lucroy. You're like
I do.
Lucroy guy.
I do. That's why it was so difficult to make the trade. But I do have Santana ranked higher, and for a reason, and I think he will bring the batting average up, and everything else is pretty much in place.
Okay. Approve the move from Robert Bogard. Sitting Carlos Santana for Devin Mesoraco.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd do that. I mean, yeah, I'd probably do that.
Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't.
I would. Come on.
That's a tough one.
Jeff Ramsey. Should I drop Cingrani for Trevor Bauer?
No.
Disapprove.
Disapprove that move.
Ken DiOrio. Thanks to guys like Brad Miller, Mike Moustakas, and Homer Bailey, I'm dropping fantasy baseball and picking up fantasy badminton.
I can't help you with that.
Disapprove
badminton.
That move. Sean Callahan. Approve the move. Drop Prado for Jerko in a 12-team categories dynasty league.
Drop Prado for Jerko in a dynasty league categories. I think I'd do it because it's a dynasty league and Prado's getting up there in years. I do trust Prado to be better rest of season.
I disapprove, but I do approve the nose diving airplane noise.
Yeah, Andrew O'Connor, start Bogart, sit Everett Cabrera.
Disapprove. Cabrera starting to pick it up with the steals, especially.
Double disapprove.
Another one from Robert. Drop Andrew Cashner, pick up Bauer, and drop Odor for Oscar Tavares.
Hashtag.
Herc love.
Herc love. Wow. Cashner for Bauer.
I disapprove that one.
Yeah, I do too. Very close.
How about dropping Rougned Odor for Oscar Tavares?
I actually approve that one because Odor, I mean, the clock's ticking on his playing time, and he hasn't really done anything to prove he belongs. So Tavares, I have no idea what his timetable is, but the Cardinals, there's just a lot of hype about him coming up. The Cardinals need lineup help. He's doing well, AAA. Just seems inevitable it's going to happen at some point.
Yeah, agreed.
Brian Davis, 14-team Roto Keeper League. Drop Marcus Simeon for Moustakas, Alonso, Reynolds, Singleton, or Chisenhall.
I do it for Singleton.
That's where I'm going. Yep.
Approve. Drew Chinos, drop Familia, add Mott. Pick up Fruity Pebbles and drop Pop-Tarts.
Drop Pop-Tarts. Disapprove.
Yeah, disapprove
even,
of that
even,
one.
Even untoasted.
Fruity Pebbles aren't really very good.
Yeah. I used to really like Fruity Pebbles. I used to call them my favorite cereal.
Oh, gosh.
But somehow, sometime in the last 3 or 4 years, I outgrew them. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you're only,
last
like, couple you're only boxes. Like 15 years too late on that one.
Yeah. I would say if you were planning on substituting Pop-Tarts as a cereal and like putting crushing them and putting milk on them, I would disapprove that move.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't want Pop-Tarts.
That might be
cereal.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah. I think it's
soggy Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I think it's gross. Yeah. I think it's gross.
They used to have a Pop-Tart cereal. Remember that?
No.
No.
You know who would remember that?
Who?
Marty Gitlin, our resident cereal expert.
Is he a cereal expert?
He authored the book on cereal.
He literally did write the book.
Great American Cereal book, right? Marty Gitlin, you see his name in the bylines of player updates, go look on Amazon, The Great American Cereal Book.
Buy it.
Do we have a copy of that around here?
No.
We should.
We should.
Yeah. I know Nando bought it. He never brought it and shared it.
All right, Familia and add Mott.
Yeah, approve.
Okay, next up, Kevin Baldwin. Add Derek Norris. Drop Evan Gattis.
Not disapprove.
Jason, drop Jacob DeGrom in a 12-team head-to-head categories league. Add Oscar Tavares.
Approve.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And thank you for spelling Tavares right. Scott Perry, drop Adam Eaton for Springer.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Disapprove.
And Homer Bailey was dropped. Should I pick up Bailey and drop Wheeler or Smiley?
Yes, pick him up. Oh.
He doesn't tell us the format. Like I think if there's no SPARP appeal for Smiley, you drop him. Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and say, even though Smiley's never going to have a two-start week for the rest of his life, I'd rather drop Wheeler.
Bun Bizzle, should I drop Gattis for Keuchel in a 10-team mixed roto league? I have Rosario.
Sounds shallow.
Sounds one catcher.
So, yeah.
Approved. I still don't think I'd do it. Well, okay. if it really is one catcher, Gattis is going to be potentially not picked up if you drop him. So, I'll approve.
Thomas Davis, add Ben Revere, drop Vicieto. I need steals.
Okay. I approve. If you need steals.
How?
Yeah, sure.
And Chris Bunn is in a keeper league. Add John Singleton, drop Kobe Rasmus.
Heartily approve.
Yeah, I approve that too.
Let's go to four up. Alexi Ramirez, let's discuss. Homered yesterday, drove in four runs. This guy, 32 years old, and he's having his best season. So he's slugging .492, top three shortstop, and only once since his rookie season has Alexi Ramirez slugged over .400. And the stolen bases, they're okay, but they've slowed down. He has 7 steals on the year. So it seems to me like one of the greatest buy or sell high candidates of all time. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I'll agree.
I agree too, but I mean, let's remember the first 4 years of his career, he was hitting home runs. I think he had 15 plus each. So I'm not saying he's going to be the same player he was last year, but he might be better than that, but he's just not this good, like you're saying.
Right. All right, Ryan Braun homered, and he has a 5-game hitting streak with 6 hits in those 5 games. It's only one multi-hit game. Interesting stat, Ryan Braun hitting .309 with 7 home runs. He's only homered in 4 games this year, but he has a 3-home run game and a 2-home run game. Do you guys think Ryan Braun is the same Ryan Braun?
I mean, not same as, say, 2 years ago. So I think that there has been some decline here, but not enough to really make a difference.
He doesn't steal bases like he used to, obviously.
Right.
3 steals in 5 attempts.
And I feel like there's a little less power.
All right. Well, look, he's got the thumb injury. He's not 100% with the oblique. What would you be looking to do if you own Ryan Braun?
I do own Ryan Braun. I traded for Ryan Braun.
You did, yeah.
After a couple weeks of deliberation,
right.
Traded Carlos Gomez to you straight up for him.
That's right.
And
I love
I'm
it.
Still, well, I'm still pretty happy myself.
Good.
So I'm holding Ryan Braun.
I own Ryan Braun in our other podcast league.
And you want to trade him to me?
I wouldn't mind it.
All right. We'll get together. I don't have a Carlos Gomez to offer, but
the only thing is, like, these days it is really hard to find 300 hitters, right? Nobody hits for average anymore with all these damn
homer power.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
on
obviously.
Top of it.
But I mean, look at like Giancarlo Stanton and Jose Bautista, who we both said in Roto, who we all said in Roto leagues was a first round pick. Now, if the draft started today, right? Or maybe Scott, you had maybe
I
Bautista
had Bautista
just,
out, but
like top 14 probably.
Yeah.
And they hit 260 maybe. They could hit higher, but you'd be fine with 260 from them, right? From Bautista and Stanton?
Yeah, sure you would.
So 300 hitters just in this day and age with all the shifts and all the strikeouts, it's pretty valuable. So I understand
you,
that.
You know, you know who is a 300 hitter, though, with 30 homer potential?
Who?
Yasiel Puig.
Yeah, we didn't talk about him much.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
He is. He's not a bust.
Michael Brantley, walk-off homer. Number 6 outfielder in Roto, number 4 in points. He's got 4 steals and 4 attempts. He has 9 home runs. He's slugging .522. Entering the year, Brantley's career high slugging percentage was .402. Legit breakout or too good to be true?
I tried to whistle. I choked.
I think mostly legit breakout. Some regression I think is to be expected, especially with the home run power. But no, I think he's having a legit breakout season.
You mean he's not going to hit 36 home runs?
That's what I'm telling you.
Wow. Well, he is 27. We're going to talk about him more on today's video show when we have a breakouts segment. And Todd Frazier is a top 5 third baseman, and he went 3-for-6 with a 2-run homer. His slash line right now, .268 batting average, .337 on base, .490 on slugging, is almost identical to his 2012 slash line when he hit 19 home runs, drove in 67 in 128 games. So I don't know the math off the top of my head, but I'm thinking like 24, 25 home runs that year wouldn't have been too unrealistic. But he wasn't a top 15 third baseman that year, okay, partially because he played 128 games.
Mm-hmm.
His fantasy points per plate appearance was really not great. So I look at the top 5 third baseman thing and you got to remind yourself how bad the elite third baseman have been other than Miguel Cabrera.
Right. Although I'm reading your notes here. You said
It was the same as Martin Prado. But his fantasy points per plate appearance weren't very good that year, honestly. He just had so many plate appearances that season.
But you're saying, but the per rate was the same as Prado, so I don't see where you can
because Prado wasn't that great per plate appearance
which
that year.
Which year are we talking
2012.
About? 2012.
Yeah, that was his down year, right? When he didn't hit for average?
Like he finished like 6th.
No, I think that was one of his best years. I think that was his last year in Atlanta. He hit over 300 with 13 home runs, I think.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
I'm using the internets to confirm that.
But like,
yeah, you are correct.
It wasn't good compared to, you know, David Wright. And
yeah, it was the year before. That was the
well,
downer.
No. I mean, Prado's never been elite. He's just been...
But Prado was one spot
option.
Behind David Wright that year, is what I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
But he had so many plate appearances.
Okay.
Whatever.
No,
basically,
I think...
when I did the fantasy points per plate appearance analysis on Todd Frazier, I mm-hmm. couldn't really come up with anything mm-hmm. conclusive.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I just think that's a good sign.
Yeah, I agree. And what you're saying about the elite performers at the position have underperformed to this point, and they're still better than Frazier. But Frazier has distinguished himself from that that group of potentially high-end third baseman that you could get late in the draft if you wanted to take the chance on him. The Middlebrooks, Moustakas, you know, he's
well, how about Arenado?
He's the guy who's emerged, other than Arenado.
Who would you rather have?
Arenado.
Al?
Me too, just for the potential.
I guess I'm just stuck in last year, but I have such a distrust of Todd Frazier. He was so bad.
Well, third base is so bad. Like,
right. I'm not saying that I wouldn't own him if he were available. I'm just saying, generally speaking,
you
how much do you trust,
Todd Frazier? I trust him more than Sandoval. I trust him more than Headley.
Ooh, no. I'll give you Headley. What about you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got Frazier ranked higher
now.
Oh,
okay.
But
maybe I'll come around.
For the upside play, I would rather have Headley. for sure.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, it's time to get with the times. Frazier's good again.
And you
left his three steals out of the line in the notes.
Sorry about that. And two down, because we did Carlos Santana. Gene Segura still stinks. 8 steals and 14 attempts. He is the number 14 shortstop in points, number 19 in roto. 252, 2 home runs. When's he going to turn it around?
I don't know. But, you know, he's a guy, when I see him play, I feel like it's there. He had this screaming liner to right last night that Hayward made a great play on. Hayward, you know, one of the best defensive right fielders in the league. So I'm down on him compared to where I was at the beginning of the season when I was taking him fourth round in every league I could. But given that he plays shortstop, and given that as much as he struggled, he still has 8 steals, which is pretty good. I'm inclined to just keep running him out there.
Do you plan on moving Jose Reyes ahead of him?
I thought about it last night. I do have Reyes ahead in points leagues, for what it's worth.
Okay, yeah, I closed that tab accidentally. So
I actually do trust Segura a little more for steals than Reyes, so in Roto for now, I still have Segura ahead.
Well then, Al?
Yeah, I've got him just behind Reyes, and ahead of Ian Desmond in Roto. So I think he's still going to be a 40-steal guy. He's going to bring that batting average up. He's not striking out at a rate that's much higher than last year's for such a speedy guy. I the only thing that worries me is the 8-for-14 on steals.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's caught so much.
Yeah, but in the end, I think he's got 2 home runs. That's the thing I had doubt about with Segura. So yeah, I think he's a guy who might finish with 7 or 8 home runs. But the batting average will be like 280-ish.
Nick Castellanos is 3 down, number 2. He went 2-for-4 with a run scored last night. Castellanos is 57% owned. He really hasn't done much to justify that. 4 walks, 33 strikeouts. Are we ready to give up on Nick Castellanos?
No, not give up, but I don't know. I kind of felt like he was sort of fringy for standard mixed leagues this year anyway. So
well, yeah. Yeah, well, that's why he's owned 57% of leagues.
I guess I'm not sure what
he's a corner infielder, I think.
Yes, yeah.
But would you rather have Casey McGee?
No.
Scott?
No, I wouldn't either.
Would you rather have Matt Dominguez?
I might.
That's
interesting. Did I move Dominguez up over? I hope I did, Castellanos. If not, I did a crappy job of updating my rankings last night.
You did.
Yes. I'd rather have Dominguez, who's been a nice little streak.
Yep, I need to move Dominguez up too, I think, right behind Todd Frazier, in fact.
309, 5 home runs in his last 26 games, and he's a guy who doesn't strike out much, so.
But he's a guy who doesn't hit for much average.
Well, if he's not striking out, and he's showing enough power to put the ball in the gaps or over the fence, I could see that changing.
Okay.
I don't expect him to contend for a batting title or anything, but he might be okay in batting average.
All right, rotation time. Jason Vargas has a 5.26 ERA at home. Go figure. He got roughed up last night, 7 runs and 4 2/3 against the White Sox. Willy Peralta struggled. And you look at his last 3 starts, the ERA is fine. 18 innings, 5 earned runs, but 25 hits. 2 of his last 3 have been high hit games. Steven Strasburg was good. Only struck out 4, but he's at 74 Ks and 61 1/3. Drew Smyly stunk. 7 hits and 5 walks. Ew. In 5 innings.
It's a nice noise.
he had to pitch out of a lot of jams.
Yeah, yes, he did.
Yeah.
And Mike Leake was good. 6 2/3, 7 hits, 1 walk, 1 run, 4 strikeouts.
Did you see who relieved Smyly in that game, though?
Oh, and remind me.
It was Phil Koch.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
My punning is, Coke, unfortunately, well, it's rubbing off on my wife. Because, yeah, she said, oh, look, the Tigers had a Coke and a Smyly.
That's very good.
Yeah.
That's very good. All right, anybody to – no, it is funny. I just knew where you were going with it.
I telegraphed it.
Anybody you wanted to highlight here?
Sure, we'll start with Peralta because, as you mentioned, not really very good in the last 3 starts and 2 of the 3 in particular. But he has not been good in different ways. So the 2 starts before this one, he just was allowing lots of contact. It was very weird. But the control was very good. And it was in this one, he was missing bats, but having problems finding the strike zone at times. So I don't know. I'm more encouraged by that, to tell you the truth, because he improved in an area where he had struggled. and his control for the rest of the season has been very, very good.
Scott, do you think Vargas at 79% or Smiley at 76% are over-owned?
Well, I contributed to the let's pick up Vargas because he's making two starts this week group. So I contributed to that ownership percentage and kicking myself today because obviously the start was terrible. And he had a 5-run lead at one point.
Right.
I thought, oh, he's going to get a win. But anyway, to answer your question, it was Vargas and who was the other
Smiley.
One? Smiley, 76. I think Smiley's okay. Vargas, particularly since he's teaching us we can't trust him necessarily in his home starts. Yeah, he's over-owned.
Mike Leake, 69% owned. He's got a 291 ERA, fellas.
He is 1-0. He's 0-1 in those last four starts, as great as they were. So I feel like people are not coming around to him because of that. And
very few strikeouts.
Yeah. But look, if he's consistently pitching deep into games, I guess if he's 69% owned and Vargas is 79% and I say Vargas is over-owned, then I can't say Leake is under-owned. But I feel like they're very similar, and I might actually prefer Leake right now.
Would you prefer Bauer to both of them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you prefer Smiley or Bauer?
Smiley.
Yeah. You're saying Smiley to Bauer, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And in the bullpen, Aroldis Chapman blew a save.
Oh.
2 earned runs in 5 innings so far. I'm assuming we're not worried.
No.
Okie dokie. Let's do some emails. Fantasybaseball at CBSI.com. Put podcast or baseball podcast or grade the trade in the subject line. We're going to have a mailbag show on Friday that will air Monday for Memorial Day since we're not in. So if you want to get your mailbag questions in, please don't make them grade the trade if possible. Like some more stuff that everybody can sort of benefit from. Like, what do you think about this guy or something? For example.
Something we can all digest.
Double Salarte with cheese emails us.
Ooh, it's hard to digest.
Dear candidates for the most epic bat flips of 2014, Mr. Puig, Mr. Gomez, and Senor Solarte, I'd like your opinion. Yan Hervis Solarte. Is he legit? Could he finish 70 runs, 20 homers, 80 RBI, 290 average?
Oh, you know where I've arrived at Yan Hervis Solarte.
I know, but I feel like even those numbers are even too ambitious for you.
Really just the 20 home runs.
Okay.
Really, that's the only one that strikes me as too ambitious. And I could see him hitting 12 to 15 home runs, but those other numbers I think could be right. Because apparently our friend here hasn't heard me say it before, I'll say it again. I think Yan Hervis Solarte, what he's doing in terms of walks and strikeouts and extra base hits and obviously the batting average is looking like he could be the next Martin Prado. And I mean that in a good way. I know Prado's been bad this year, but just looking at his track record and the fact he's eligible at four positions, including the two weakest in fantasy, shortstop and third base, I am high on Solarte.
Compared to Scott, I'm not. I feel like all these numbers are just a little optimistic. Maybe the 290 average is attainable because he doesn't strike out much, but I still think he'll fall a little bit short of that. And yeah, I don't know where the power has come from him. So, The Prado comparison's not bad at all, and I wouldn't expect 20 home runs from Prado. So,
was 12 to 15 okay? Because that's where I put him at.
Sure.
Would you guys rather have Solarte or Alexi Ramirez rest of season?
I think I'd rather have Solarte.
I think this is going to be an instance where I contradict my rankings and say Solarte.
All right, then. Joe Schmo from Janesville, Wisconsin. Says, dear Tom Selleck, Steve Guttenberg, Ted Danson, and a baby.
Ah, who's the baby? Who's Ted Danson?
I think he said the baby was Herc.
Oh. I didn't know you had an answer to that.
I took it out of the email, but he says, if you read this on the podcast, I will fist pump in my cubicle while listening at work. Except, Joe, you wrote you will first pump instead of fist pump. So you're going to have to figure out how to do that. With Alex Cobb coming back on Thursday, I need to drop a pitcher, 12-team points league. Roark, Alex Wood, Kohler, Chris Farcher, Very immature. Tyson Ross, Drew Pomeranz.
You know, I think that's fair, by the way. We've asked people for bad aliases, bad player aliases.
Yeah. Kohler, though, right?
Clearly Kohler, I think. Well, no, I guess Roark's in the running, too, but he has Sparp in parentheses here.
Flush Kohler.
Yeah, either way, I'd take Roark. The Kohler toilet reference.
So
it was inevitable.
Well, if we had Chris Farcher, you know.
This is very highbrow. Chuck from Leamington Spa, UK. I'm in a 12-team roto league. I am considering dropping Jerko for Colton Wong. I have Tulo and Bogarts. I have Zobrist on the DL. I'm running out of patience. How long can I stick with a 155 hitter? Sorry, Nando.
In roto league especially, you can't make that move. Jerko. He could still hit. I won't say 30. He could still hit 25 home runs this year. He was that streaky last year.
Okay, so hang on to him.
Yep.
This next one is from Kevin in SoCal. It says, dear regular Tootsie Rolls, flavored Tootsie Rolls, what's up with these, and Tootsie Pops. I don't remember the flavored Tootsie Rolls.
You ever had like a cherry Tootsie Roll?
It sounds familiar. I was like, he's going to say cherry, isn't he? Because that's what I kind of thought.
Or orange.
Well, I don't remember that.
They kind of tasted like Starburst, actually.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
12-team, 5x5 roto, 23-man roster, 7 bench spots, 7 protections. What's a protection?
Minor league?
Oh, keeper. Okay. I recently picked up Jason Mott. I have to drop someone. Perkins, Doolittle, Rondon, and Melanson are my closers. Do I drop one of them? Or do I drop a starting pitcher like Lyles, Pomeranz, Robbie Ray, Bauer, or Pfister?
Oh, I think I like the options there at the starters. Well, particularly Lyles.
About Robbie Ray?
I mean, Ray, you know, probably doesn't have a role after this week. Well, a bullpen. But, I don't know, he'd be an injury away from getting back in the rotation. And, yeah, I would have no problem dropping Lyles. I'm looking to see a 12-team league easily.
Okay.
I mean, you could probably drop Lyles and find somebody better to pick up. Lyles and Ray and pick up Roark or something. I don't know.
I was also thinking you could drop Melanson, but...
Well, that would get when you're going through the relievers. I thought that was the obvious choice there, but I'm not sure that dropping Melanson's such a worse choice than Mott.
Yeah, I would try to trade Melanson to the Grilly owner, I think.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do that in one of my leagues. He wouldn't bite. So we dropped Melanson and
which
the Grilly
league?
Owner. 16-team.
Oh, okay, not one of ours.
And we dropped Melanson, and the Grilly owner picked him up. So he made a good play there.
He outsmarted you.
Mike from New Jersey's in a 12-team head-to-head categories league. Grade the trade. I give Tim Hudson. I get Brett Laurie.
C+.
I'll give it a C because it's categories. Otherwise, I'd like Hudson more.
Well, then, thank you, guys. This has been very fun.
Infotainment.
Well done on the Name That Player. And we'll talk to you on noon Eastern Fantasy Baseball today. You can check it out live, or you can watch it on demand on the website. CBSSports.com/FantasyBaseballToday is the URL. See ya.